Hello, it's time for Marlena.
That's Marlena.
It's Marlena, and she'll be taking all your calls and comments for the next 2 hours.
So, why not call her and share your opinions and thoughts? It's easy. Just dial 866-666-7926.
Marlena's program is a great way to share thoughts and ideas and meet new friends. I mean, everybody who's anybody will be there. I'm Paul, who are you?
I'm Reed, nice to meet you.
I'm Paul, no matter what that other guy says.
Now just a darn minute, I was doing perfectly well as Paul until you came along. You're a newbie, sit down and be quiet, you Paul wannabe, you.
Now listen you guys, our listeners haven't tuned in to hear two crazy humanoids named Paul bicker. This is Kate saying let's just all take a seat and listen to the cool callers and interesting topics coming up for the next 2 hours right here on Marlena. Give us a call at 866-666-7926. And now, here's Marlena.
There's no place like home for the holidays. 'Cause no matter how far away you when you pine for the sunshine of a friendly game.
It's that season again.
For the holidays, you can't beat home, sweet home.
Let's talk about holidays tonight.
I met a man who lives in Tennessee. He was heading for Pennsylvania and some homemade pumpkin pie.
Are you going anywhere special?
From Pennsylvania, folks are traveling down to Dixie's sunny shore. From Atlantic to Pacific, gee, the traffic is terrific.
Oh, and what are you going to have on your holiday table?
For the holidays.
What's your favorite tradition?
No matter how far away you roam.
Are you making your list for the fat guy?
If you want to be happy in a million ways. For the holidays, you can't beat home, sweet home. I met a man who lives in Tennessee. He was heading for Pennsylvania and some homemade pumpkin pie.
No, oh, I like the sound of that pumpkin pie.
Pennsylvania folks are traveling down to Dixie's sunny shore. From Atlantic to Pacific. Gee, the traffic is terrific. Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays. 'Cause no matter how far away you roam, if you want to be happy in a million ways, for the holidays you can't beat home, sweet home.
Boy, and this week sort of officially really kicks off the holidays. And we're to have a guest tonight, but our guest has had some complications. So we will have to try to reschedule Jonathan Mosen, who was to be our guest tonight, and bring him on another week very soon. So, what else is there to talk about on the Sunday before Turkey Day in the U.S.? But the holidays. How do you spend yours? What are some of your favorite things to eat? What are some of the traditions that you uphold? Maybe you've started some traditions in your own family. Maybe you some families actually have a gift that goes round every Christmas, and that same gift is shared among family members, so each family keeps it for a year. And maybe you've got that sort of thing going on. Maybe your holiday isn't the Christian holiday of Christmas. Maybe it is Hanukkah. Maybe it is one of the Muslim high holidays, high holy days. I'd like to talk about all of that tonight on Marlena. The telephone number to call is 866-666-7926. Got a fair amount of music in the list tonight as well, since you don't want to listen to me for 2 hours, but I certainly want to listen to you, so hopefully you guys will give a call in. I've also got some recipes here in the old Braille note. Let me pull up one of them here, kind of get this going, and this always reminds me of Thanksgiving. Here in the States on National Public Radio, which of course anyone can hear from around the world on the web, there is always a traditional recipe that is given out at this time of year by Susan Stamberg, and it is Mama Stamberg's Cranberry Relish. Now, I must tell you that I haven't made this yet. Every year I think, oh, I'm going to make it, and I haven't. Of course, Susan Stamberg is the very popular reporter who on NPR who was for years and years and years the female voice of All Things Considered. And anyway, her mother-in-law's recipe for cranberry relish is 2 cups raw cranberries, 1 small onion, 1/2 cup sugar, 3/4 cup sour cream, 2 teaspoons horseradish. So you grind the cranberries and onion together. I'd probably do them in a food processor. Add the remaining ingredients and mix well. Put in a plastic container and freeze. And then an hour before serving, remove the container. I guess you freeze this, which I didn't see. Told you I've never made it. So an hour before serving, you remove it from the freezer to the refrigerator and allow it to thaw. And it says that the relish will be thick and creamy and shocking pink. Shocking pink cranberry relish. Says it makes 1/2 pint. I don't know. Sounds pretty good to me. Actually, it says it makes 1.5 pints. Oh, I better learn to read. I tell you what.
Look how the snow is snowing.
Your eyes are soft and glowing.
Jack Frost is nipping at our feet.
I'll bet your lips are warm and sweet.
We've got that holiday feeling, that happy holiday feeling.
Let's roast chestnuts by the fire.
Any little thing you desire.
Those reindeer soon will be here.
Mean a thing to me, dear.
When Santa Claus begins his flight,
I hope he gets a flat tonight.
We've got that holiday feeling, that happy holiday feeling, our favorite holiday of the year.
this, a chance I'd never miss.
But it's so late.
On New Year's Eve at 12 o'clock we'll stop to kiss. And while the whole world will be whistle-blowing,
we will still be mistletoeing. You think you're such a smarty.
Come on, let's have a party.
At 866-666-7926.
This is the season to be kind.
We've got that holiday feeling, that happy holiday feeling.
Supposed to be.
Let's kiss, cause it's the season here. Let's kiss, who needs a reason here? We've got that holiday feeling now.
And that's Steve Lawrence and Edie Gourmet with a holiday feeling. We got a caller. Have you got a holiday feeling, caller?
Have you got a holiday feeling?
Oh,
sounds like it.
Goodness, I've got that holiday feeling.
I've got a feeling, and I think it's a holiday. I'm hoping it's a holiday.
I hope it's a holiday. The voice of Dave Williams from across the pond.
Across the pond, exactly. Yeah. Getting my feet wet.
Yeah, yeah, getting your feet wet.
I have a question.
All right, we'll make up an answer.
I have a question. Right, I have, well, I hope so. If you haven't got an answer, then maybe one of the listeners has got an answer. Because in the UK, Thanksgiving isn't really on our radar. I mean, people over here, they get absolutely crazy for Christmas, and they've already been advertising stuff for Christmas for, it seems like the last month or two, you know?
Yeah.
And, of course, at Christmas, generally, it's considered to be a family time, and everybody kind of gets around and everybody gets a Christmas tree, you know, and shares presents. And even if, you know, even if you're not a particularly religious person, shall we say, everybody celebrates Christmas. It's a public holiday that generally seems to last, you know, for a couple of days. Everybody exchanges presents. There's a turkey dinner involved. There's a lot of stuff, to put it politely, on the TV, you know, that everybody kind of sits around and falls asleep in front of, and everybody drinks too much and eats too much chocolate. And
I'm going to the UK.
Oh, yeah, well, that's Christmas. You see, that's Christmas. Now, that's what we do here. But Thanksgiving isn't really on the radar. So I wondered if you or one of the listeners could explain what happens at Thanksgiving and how is Thanksgiving different from Christmas in the terms of the way you say. I mean, obviously, there are historical differences and all that kind of stuff. But generally, for Joe Public, what's Joe Public going to be doing at Thanksgiving and then at Christmas, and what's the difference?
Well, I think that's a wonderful question, and you know, I certainly have an answer, but I will leave it to our listeners to call in and answer that. But you remind me of the year when I actually had a guest for Thanksgiving from the UK. And oh yes, and this was back in 1991, I think.
Well, I'm glad you said 19. You see, I think when you went, oh, it's back in. I thought you were gonna. Oh, it was way back in 16.
well, it could have. Although no,
you wouldn't have been
very welcome then. I don't think. You would have been the turkey, not eaten the turkey.
I would have been in that harbor, I'm telling you, with the tea.
With the tea, that's right. That's right. You and that tea would have been gone, man. But I had a friend visiting me who lives somewhere in the UK, and unfortunately, I can't remember now where he lives, but it doesn't matter. Anyway, he was visiting, and we had Thanksgiving dinner with another good friend of mine who had an international table. And what I mean by that is this friend fostered children from other countries. So not only did she have her two foster sons from Thailand, her foster son from Ethiopia, her adopted daughter from Korea, my friend from the UK, and all the rest of us But at this table...
I think we're starting to run out of continents here, Marlene.
But
Africa, Asia, Europe, U.S.
But at this table were also the parents of the boys from Thailand who couldn't speak a word of English.
Oh, no, that could have been interesting.
And all they could say was, me too, me too. And so we'd hold up our glasses to toast, and they'd go, me too, me too.
I'm just thinking about the moment in our after dinner when everyone starts saying, oh, I need to use the bathroom, and they would say, me too.
Me too. It's all they could say. Me too. Me too. It was very funny.
Oh, but I'm sure they got into the spirit of it, you know. And it doesn't, you see, to my mind, you know, we live in a very multicultural world. And I know that ACB at the moment, one of the things that ACB are doing is renewing their efforts in the support, or I should say our efforts in the support of multicultural peoples, particularly within the blind community. And we've got this new Project Metro that's kind of on everybody's radar at the moment.
Yes.
That's very exciting. And, you know, it's interesting because I was having a conversation with somebody from Singapore a couple of weeks ago. And they said to me, I said, oh, what have you been doing this week? And they said, oh, we've been celebrating, I think it's called, is it Diwali or something? I'm not sure.
I don't know.
It's around the time of Eid. I think it's a Muslim festival. Well, I know that these people, they're not Muslims. And I said, oh, I thought that was a Muslim thing. And I said, oh, yes, but we have Muslim friends. And we were invited to this celebration that was a Muslim festival. I said, how interesting. I said, do you also celebrate things like Chinese New Year? He said, oh yes, with our Chinese friends, yes. And that's very interesting because in the UK, I have Chinese friends, I have American friends, I have Muslim friends, and generally, those sorts of celebrations are sort of a family thing, and generally I haven't, you know, I can't, from my own experience, I can't say that I've ever really been invited to something that was Muslim or something that, you know, that was Chinese or was a celebration in that calendar. And I think it's very interesting, you know, the different sort of cultural rituals that people have. And I know one of the things that the Chinese do at New Year is that they do all their spring cleaning just before the New Year because it's considered to be bad luck to clean just after Chinese New Year because apparently you're cleaning away the luck for the New Year.
Well, now, and there's an American custom that I think comes, although I don't know, but I've always been told comes from the South in that when the clock strikes 12 at the new year, you should sweep out your house.
Yes.
And sweep out all the bad luck.
Yeah, no, we do. Now, some people do that, and there's the tradition of bringing in the new year here that we do in the UK. I don't know if you guys in the US do this. And at New Year, that somebody goes out before, you've got to get out before the midnight. And generally, a lot of people will have the radio or the TV on because on all the stations, they put Big Ben on at New Year. So you hear the bong of New Year. You know, you hear the actual moment.
Oh,
you hear
that's
the chime.
Cool.
Yeah, and then there's this big pause, and you can hear all the people cheering, and then you hear the bong as striking in the new year. And the idea is that you bring in the new year, that you go outside, and you're supposed to bring in things to represent the things that you would hope for the new year. So if you've got a lump of coal handy, you'd bring that in for, you know, keep warm in the new year and for to have energy and to prosper in that way. And, you know, if you've got just a bit of bread or something to represent that you're going to be nourished in the new year, that you're going to have food and everything. And some people do that. So that's interesting. But I'm very curious about Thanksgiving because I've done a bit of reading because this year, for the first time, I have been invited. A friend of mine whose mother is American has invited me for a Thanksgiving dinner on Thursday. And I wasn't quite sure what to expect, so I've done a little bit of reading this year, and I was doing a bit of digging around, and I discovered that, of course, the real origins of Thanksgiving are to do with celebrating the harvest festival and the crop, you know, we've had the crop this year, and so this is a time when we're feasting and we're celebrating that. And I know that the pilgrims originally when they went over to the US, they apparently they were instructed did, that when they got to the U.S., the first thing they had to do was to have a feast. But I know then Thanksgiving for a little while became a celebration of independence, you know, for America, that that you guys would say, you want your independence, and you're throwing out the British, and good on you, you know. And, you know, so I thought, am I allowed to go and have a Thanksgiving dinner? Do I have to write to my monarch? And
well, you know what, it's very funny.
I think it'll be okay.
As we went around this international table, when we got to Steve, who is my friend from the UK, he said,
yes.
Well, dear God, I think I'm happy to be here, and I hope they don't care that I'm a Brit.
But I think, you know, I think it's such a fabulous thing to talk about, you know, understanding each other's customs and celebrating our, you know, our differences and similarities. I think it's a wonderful time. So I'm hoping in the next couple of hours, you know, there'll be some opportunity to do that. And maybe people can talk about some of the things that they do, you know, for Thanksgiving. What is it really special? What memories do you guys have from, you know, when you were kids and stuff, you know, for Thanksgiving? And I know that there's always ball games, isn't there, in the U.S.
Yes,
for Thanksgiving?
Oh, yes. We're loaded with football games on television.
Yeah, and all the sports fans, you know, they like, you know, they get a few crates of beer and get in front of the TV or go to a game or whatever it may be. And I know people do family stuff, and I've seen, you know, I've seen films like one of my favorite films is Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. I don't know if you've seen that one.
Yes.
And, it was from the '80s, and it's about a guy who meets up with this other guy. There's a businessman who's going home to his family for Thanksgiving, and he meets up with this other guy, and he says, yeah, I'm going home too. And it becomes apparent throughout the course of the film that this guy actually hasn't got a home to go to. And of course, eventually he ends up going back to this guy, you know, this guy's family for Thanksgiving. And you know, it's marvelous that, you know, there's this real kind of everyone sort of has this homing instinct at Thanksgiving, it seems to me, in the U.S. You know, students who are away at college, you know, come back to their families to you know, to enjoy Thanksgiving. And, you know, I was looking on Wikipedia, and there was a link to click through to one of their recipe websites, Wikibooks or something.
Yeah.
And there was an article for students who couldn't make it home for Thanksgiving, how to make a Thanksgiving dinner in an hour.
Oh, my gosh.
And I don't quite know what it entailed, but there might have been a fast food component in there somewhere.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, but it was like, you can still have a Thanksgiving dinner, even if you can't make it home. So
that's funny.
That was quite intriguing. So it is, it obviously is a big deal for you guys. And I sense that it is actually bigger than Christmas in the U.S., that Thanksgiving is, you know.
Well, you know, they say that Thanksgiving is the most traveled holiday.
Yeah.
It's bigger than Christmas.
Yeah. Because the interesting about Christmas is, because you have the Friday off, you have a whole weekend of it, you know, start on Thursday and then, you know, still shaking off the hangover the next Monday, you know. that's my understanding of it. But you see, at Christmas, we tend to start, you know, sort of Christmas Eve, and then we have Boxing Day, which I don't think you have.
No.
And Boxing Day is a tradition that back in the days of, you know, the aristocracy and all of this, when there would be, you know, kind of people lived in a big house where there would be servants and that kind of thing. So, you know, the people with the titles in the house, the family of the house, they would enjoy Christmas Day, and then Boxing Day was when apparently the servants and people got their Christmas boxes, basically. I always think of it as it's the day when the kids put all the Christmas presents back in the boxes and send them back because there's no batteries included or something.
Well,
but,
see, and I always thought that it was the day that you put things back in the boxes and took them back to the stores.
Because it didn't work, or somebody broken it.
Or you hated it.
Yes. Yeah. Boxing Day is a holiday here as well. And if it falls on a weekend, then they take the next working day. So, I mean, this year it's okay because Christmas is on a Sunday, so Monday will be a holiday anyway, because that's when Boxing Day is. But like last year, Christmas was on a Saturday, I think. So, the Boxing Day was on the Sunday, but then also they got the Monday as a, you know, as a public holiday. So, I'd be interested to hear people's stories and anecdotes and what people like to eat and do and drink and whatever else. What, can you tell me, Marlena, what is pecan pie?
Oh, would you like a recipe?
I would. I'm not going to cook it, mind, but I'll have it on the replay. So you know, somebody else might want to cook it and send me one.
I, I actually have one, but I'm not sure that I, well, I'm sure I can get to it. So I will.
Yeah, well, I think maybe somebody else, I mean, if people have got pecan pie, because I don't understand, because I've heard about this pecan pie, and I was like, what's that?
It's actually pecan.
Pecan, okay.
Yes, pecan.
Pecan
is a nut.
Okay.
And it's grown down south.
Right.
And it's very good.
And this is something you have as a dessert.
Yes. It's a sweet.
Right.
Yes. But I do have a recipe for it, so maybe I can...
A bit later on, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe I can pull it up and give it a read.
Stay tuned for the best pecan pie, pecan pie inside of...
that's right. It actually comes from my friend Cindy Handel in Pennsylvania. So
in Pennsylvania,
yeah, it's a Pennsylvania pecan pie.
Our illustrious president actually is going through Pennsylvania. He's been away over the weekend in New York for the New York State convention, and I believe he's back this week and has, I believe. And just between me and you, Marlene, because of course nobody else is going.
Right. Don't.
The president of the ACB this Thanksgiving is going to be having goose.
Oh,
he's going to have goose. That's on the presidential menu this
year. I'm astounded.
I know. I thought I'd just bring you up to date with the gossip.
Don't tell anybody.
That's what they're saying. It's goose on the presidential menu this year. But
shh. Don't tell anybody.
My lips are sealed. It's been a pleasure, Marlena. I'll be tuned on in all night. And thanks very much. And thanks for everything that you do for ACB Radio.
Well,
it's been a long year. It's been a long year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's been a long one, right. But we're headed for the next one.
We certainly are. You take care of yourself.
All right, Mr. Dave.
And happy holidays to everybody who's going to be celebrating Thanksgiving later this week.
All right, and happy holidays to you as well.
And I'll be having turkey.
All right. Gobble, gobble.
Indeed. Okay, all
the best. Bye-bye.
All right, bye for now. Bye-bye.
866-666-7926. That was the voice of Dave Williams, our ACB radio director from all the way across the pond. And, I was going to copy that pecan pie recipe over into my beloved Braille note, and I didn't do that, but we might be able to do that at some point before the program ends. Dave brought up a couple of interesting things that I want to sort of expand on. One of them is hearing from people of other cultures. If you celebrate a holiday that is not Christmas or Thanksgiving or Hanukkah, we rarely get to learn about some of these other holidays. And I would love to hear from you. But no matter what kind of holiday you celebrate, I'm just curious to know what it is you're going to be doing and where you're going to be going kind of what's gonna go on in your house. I'll tell you a little bit about what's gonna go on in our house. We are slated to help do some cooking for a church that is gonna be feeding some homeless people. Haven't heard from the church yet, but they asked us and we said yes, and so hopefully that's going to work out. I'm looking forward to that. And then on Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, anybody who has listened to ACB Radio Interactive in years gone by will remember the name Matthew J. Well, Matthew and Jenny, and you hear Jenny's voice a lot on this program because I use her music a lot, Jenny Emery, will be coming to visit Gary the board guy and me for the weekend after Thanksgiving, which I'm very, very much looking forward to. So love to know what's going on with you for Thanksgiving. Some other things that are kind of hanging out there that really need to be talked about are the state of Social Security. in the U.S. and how that will impact those of us who are blind and those people who receive Social Security. How will that, you know, they say if you were born before 1950, you know, your status quo, but what if you were born in 1980? You know, what kind of security do the blind folks coming up behind us have in Social Security? That's a concern, and we actually are hopefully going to do a show on that soon. We should have done one by now, and actually have some contacts to make that happen, and just need to put that show together. So hate to kind of mix that in with holiday, but it is a concern. It is definitely a concern. And sort of more related to the holiday season, how's your online experience going? Is it becoming more accessible? Is it becoming less accessible? Do you even shop online? And if you do, what places do you frequent as you shop online? So, just a few things to ponder. Speaking of online, there is a song that is just raging through the podcast circuits. It's on the PodSafe Music Network now. Adam Curry, who, if you listen at all to podcasting, you know who he is as the podcast guru. Some people call him the pod father. Has played it at least once. And I am delighted not only to play it for you right now, but to tell you that this song and this artist that is directly related to the American Council of the Blind. The artist is Jerry Hallaton, whose stage name is Slaw. And Slaw has recorded, well, he actually has a CD called The Weight of Words, which will be soon appearing as soon as I get my act together on the ACB Radio Cafe. With his permission, I will be getting it up to our dear Chrissy Cochran, who does such a fabulous job of administering the ACB Radio Cafe. So I've got the CD ready to go, and now I just need to do it. But Jerry Hallaton last summer performed in the Friends in Art Showcase, and he is an ACB member, and he has completely captured the listening ears of people on the PodSafe Music Network and on the Adam Curry Show, and I think that Jeff Bishop may have played this a few times on the Desert Skies over on ACB Radio Interactive. But I'm going to go take a look for that pecan pie recipe. And while I do, here's Slaw.
First winter snow outside. Feels like that time again to me. For mistletoe, a Christmas show, and the lighting of that famous Christmas tree. People are shopping for their loved ones and making plans for Christmas feast, but it all goes by in the blink of an eye, and then we have to wait another year. brings out the good in people. Just look around now and you'll see everybody's nice and full of life, and they give to those who are in need. But what if
Slaw, S-L-A-U, and you can visit his website at www.slaw.net, known to me as my good friend Jerry Hallaton, who has listened to this program sometimes. So, Jerry, if you're listening now or on the replay, good on ya. As Dave would say, good on ya. All right. My director expressed the desire to understand a pecan pie. Of course, we've now educated him that it's called a pecan pie. And so here it comes. Are we ready? Oh, this makes me just hungry just reading this. All right. 3 eggs. 3/4 cup sugar. 2 tablespoons melted butter. 1 teaspoon salt. 2 teaspoons vanilla. 1 cup Cairo syrup or honey. And if you don't know what Cairo syrup is, it's a, I'm not even sure I know all of what's in it, but it's a very sweet, sticky, thick thing. I'd rather have the honey, actually. 2 cups pecans. You mix all together, and you pour this into an unbaked pie crust. As I lose my voice. Into an unbaked pie shell, rather. And bake at 350 for 50 minutes. Now, what you need to know about, and by the way, we got this recipe on Blind Spot. Remember that? Remember that crazy lady who used to do Blind Spot on ACB Radio? We used to do Dining in the Dark series on Blind Spot. And that came from March 13th, 2001. Now, what you need to know about pecan pie is it's a single crust pie. So it's sort of like an open-faced sandwich. It doesn't have a top crust on it, nor does a pumpkin pie or a cream pie. Oh, why are we talking about all this food? Oh, I'm going to be ready to go out and find a bakery when we're through here. 866 666-7926. I was trying to convince Gary, the board guy, to come in and join me in here, and I have not been successful with that. So many of you have said, oh, put Gary, the board guy, on. Well, I had to give you his email address, you see, and then you could all write to him and convince him yourself to come on the show. But I know he's listening in the other room somewhere over the rainbow. Oh, my goodness gracious. I have actually never been in the spot before where you guys haven't called. So I'm just sort of trying this out. This is kind of an interesting thing. Again, curious to know kind of what's going on with your holiday and kind of the things that you enjoy doing at the holiday. And I don't know, for me, I guess as an adult, I have fewer traditions than I did as a child. I don't know why that is. As a child growing up, we always, at Thanksgiving, we always had stuffed celery. And it was stuffed with cream cheese and black olives. Oh, boy, I used to love that. Now, as an adult, I now know what a pain in the neck it was for my poor mother to make that. But, oh, golly, I could eat many pieces of that as a child. And we weren't big into sports, particularly football, in my house growing up. We were more interested in baseball than football. And, of course, that was well over by the time Thanksgiving came. And we have a caller. Hi there. Who's this?
Hi, Marlena. It's Rachel. How are you?
Hey, Rachel. You're saving me.
Oh. I just tuned in, so I'm kind of out of the loop a little bit as to what's going on, but I know you're talking holiday stuff.
Yeah. So. Well, I was going to, Jonathan was going to be my guest tonight, Jonathan Mosen, but something came up and he sends his most sincere regrets. And so I thought, well, okay, what can we do? We could talk about holidays.
There you go.
Yeah.
So basically, you're just talking about what traditions and what.
Yeah, or what people like to eat, or what do they do on Thanksgiving, or any other topic, actually. Just sort of focusing on something, because that's new and different for me to focus on anything.
Well, you're doing a great job.
Oh, thank you.
But, yeah, we kind of around here, we kind of do the double family deal. My husband and I are fortunate to have both of our families in town. So, you know, everybody's talking about how they get so stuffed on one meal. Well, we actually have two meals we have to do that for.
Oh, my gosh.
So we go to my family first, you know, kind of around lunchtime and have our big Thanksgiving meal and everybody brings something. And, you know, then about, 4 or 5 hours later, we go do it again at my husband's family.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man. It's, I probably eat more in that day than I probably do that whole week.
Maybe you should fast all week.
I know. But it's fun. You know, it's good getting together with the families and, you know, when we have the football thing going on and, you know, and sometimes our family somewhere gets this spark of energy, and if there's tennis or basketball courts wherever, we get together at either my sister's house or my brother's house. We kind of switch houses every year. I think mine's the only one that's really too small to have the whole family in, so I don't know, I might luck out there, but but yeah, we'll get together, and after having a meal, you know, kicking back for a while, then people will kind of get up and either go play basketball or tennis or something like that. And so we're not totally couch potatoes, but
now what are you going to bring to the dinner?
I don't know yet.
Oh,
actually,
you better hurry.
I know. I usually tend to do one of the side items, like the veggies, like the green bean casserole or something like that. Which there was kind of a funny story. one of the first collaborations that my husband Jay and I did one time. We both were kind of working on it one time, and we made this green bean casserole. It was just a bit spicy, which is not really generally supposed to be.
No.
But one of those things where it was just a miscommunication. I don't remember exactly how it happened, but it actually, surprisingly, it wasn't too bad, but it was just different. And they still trust us to bring it, so I guess we did okay.
Oh, that's funny. So yeah. Do you have to bring things only to one of the dinners or to both?
We usually bring something to both.
And
everybody knows that we go to two places, so, you know, we don't have to bring anything major. In my family, it's always the running joke that whoever has to bring the potatoes, well, they're going to be late. So, you know, because trying to make those seems to always take even longer than the turkey.
Oh, I know. And getting those potatoes to work just right is a real pain in the neck.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, we have this big pot that my mom had, and it tends to go around. Whoever's going to make the potatoes gets the potato pot, and, you know, they're going to be the last ones to arrive at Thanksgiving dinner.
Now, somebody told me, and I don't remember, I guess it wasn't you, but somebody told me when we were kind of talking about this last year about there's a certain joke that happens. Gosh, I wish I could think of who. Oh, I know. It was Debbie Cook who told me, and gosh, it was more than a year ago because I think, well, no, I was doing interactive last year. I can't even remember. She told me that, let's see now, what was it? Oh, gosh, something about olives and that they have to have. Oh, Debbie, if you're listening, call us back and tell us the story because it was very funny.
Yeah, we want to know now. I've got the curiosity.
I know. It had to do with Debbie Cook and olives.
Interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
That'll keep people listening.
I guess so. You wouldn't necessarily think the two would correlate, but somehow they do, and I can't remember. I don't remember whether she mistakenly opened a can of olives and put it into something or what, but as a result of whatever this is, the Cook family must have olives at Thanksgiving.
Yeah. The holidays are a bit hectic for us, but, you know, it's great. As long as we have both families here, you know, we're going to do it. You know, Christmas is the same kind of way. You know, we do both families, and, you know, it makes for a really long day, but, you know, a lot of fun. You know, the fact that we can be together with both families and we don't have to travel, you know, it's pretty nice.
But when do you guys get to do your special holiday time?
Like
just the two of you?
Usually Christmas morning. We go to my family Christmas Eve night, and then Christmas morning we have our own time with Jay and me and Kelly, you know, and then Christmas afternoon we go over to, occasionally we'll do something with my family, but Christmas afternoon and evening we go over to his family. So it works out pretty well.
Oh, that's good.
That we end up kind of managing somehow to get a little bit of time in there for everything. And,
that's
great.
Good.
Yeah. Now, are you going to do the big shopping day after Thanksgiving? You
know, no, because normally I do, actually, but I'm not because sometime during that day, Matthew J. will be arriving with Jenny.
Great. Oh, wow.
Jenny Emery, yeah. But I don't know when because, you know, I mean, typical me, I don't keep up with these things.
That's one day I stay away from the store.
Well, Gary and I go to this place in it's a place called North Bend, and it's one of these outlet malls, and it's sort of like no one has discovered it.
All right.
And it does start to get crowded in the afternoon, but by then, we've done all our Christmas shopping.
yeah.
So
it'll be interesting to see how people do all their Christmas shopping, too, because we have a running thing, you know. Typically, you know, men and women shop differently. Obviously, that's pretty widely known.
Yeah.
And so we end up having this discussion every year about, okay, how are we going to do our shopping? You know, and I want to find the right gift. And, you know, guys, generally, this is a very general statement. I'm not going to, you know, I don't want to make any enemies here, but, you know, generally like, okay, yeah, well, we're on a mission, you know?
Yeah. So, yeah. It's like they go into the store with their sights set, you know, buy this. Get out. Okay.
Yeah, here, this looks good. Yeah, yeah, that'll be perfect.
Out we go. Come on. Yeah.
Gotta get it done in like a few hours in one day.
And all in one day.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right.
Gotta be done in one day.
That's right.
So that's kind of a running joke in our house too, is how are we gonna get the shopping done?
Do you do any online?
I have done some online. I probably haven't done as much online as I could, just because I'm not always organized enough to get it done quick enough, but
yeah.
I do. There are certain people I buy for online, or if I know I'm specifically looking for something and I know I can get it online, I'll do that. Like, I know what I want to get my mom and dad, and I know I can find that online, so I'll do that. So, you know, if I'm not sure what I'm going to get somebody, then I tend to go to the store sometimes. But if I know what I'm going to do, then I'll get it online.
Yeah, I would love to collect some cool online shopping sites. I mean, other than the, you know, Amazons and the, you know, places like that. Because I'm always sort of, I have a couple of key people that I just scratch my head. I'm like, what am I, they have everything.
Yeah.
What can I give them? And I want to give them something, but they already have it.
Oh, yeah.
So that's always a, so I'm always looking for some cool places to go online and shop and stuff. But hey, are you still ice skating?
Yeah, we finished off our season, our first season of skating last weekend, and we're going to start a new season in January, and it's going well. Like, the person who really kind of started this, at least on the local level here, was my best friend in high school, and it's amazing, you know, this. You wouldn't typically think of Florida as being an ice skating place.
No.
Unless it's in the middle of summer and you're just dying in the heat. But she really kind of brought this up from, you know, ground level up and got together with what had been, well, what is now Gliding Stars. And that's headquartered in Buffalo, New York. And
what is Gliding Stars?
Gliding Stars is an organization which allows people with either physical disabilities or emotional or, you know, mental, whatever, any sort of disability, to be able to get out there and ice skate. And the way it works is you go and you have a volunteer that helps out. Like in my case, all I need is just somebody to make sure I don't smack into the boards or somebody else, or, you know, so I just need somebody to direct me verbally. So I'll have a volunteer out there that helps me with that. There might be other people who, it's amazing to see actually, because there are people who can't even walk, who are in wheelchairs, that can get out there and ice skate using special equipment, whether it be harnesses or walkers or whatever, and they get out there and ice skate. And
wow, so they actually get out of their chairs?
Yeah, yeah. I would imagine that there may be some, they have probably have to have some degree of mobility, you know, even though it might be very limited. But, you know, they match them up with volunteers that can meet those specific needs. And it's really amazing. They watch. You get out there at the start, and the first thing you do when you get on the ice is the whole group gets together, and you get in the center of the ice. And there's this big, like, cheer thing, you know, I can do it, I can skate, you know, and it's a real positive, uplifting thing, you know, that people get out there and it's just a total positive thing, and it's amazing, you know, how that kind of transcends the ability to skate, you know, and really goes beyond that and gives you the mindset that, you know what, you can do anything that might even seem beyond the possibility.
Oh, that's cool.
It really is cool. It's a lot of fun.
Are there many blind people skating?
Let's see. There are, well, three of them that I know of. and it can be kids or adults. Larry T, so any of you who listen to ACB Radio Interactive and know Larry T.
Anything
my
goes.
My partner, yeah.
Anything
yeah.
goes.
On that show, on at least one of my shows, he skates. And another person who has also been active in our local Florida Council, the blind chapter, also skates, and he's totally blind. So, yeah, we have, I don't know what the kind of demographics are as far as, you know, how many people we have with certain disabilities, but it varies quite a bit in the local chapter. I think we had probably like 23 skaters this time around.
Wow.
We're actually in the process now. Unfortunately, you do something like this, and unfortunately, what it comes down to is you got to raise money, too. So we're kind of in the process of raising money for our next season. And but all the equipment is paid, is goes to the skaters for free. So the skaters aren't having to pay anything to do this, and all the equipment is there. So we're trying to raise money so we can get skaters on the ice. The place where we skate has given a major discount for the ice time. So we've got a lot of people behind it.
So do you guys skate privately or, you know, does the public skate at the same time? Or?
No, we have the ice to ourselves.
Oh, that's good.
Really cool. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that is good. I don't necessarily think that an activity like skating or even swimming is most productive if it's done in a mainstream way for many people.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I'd be embarrassed to go, like, crashing into somebody, you know. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, you know, Larry T and I crashed into each other last week. No big deal, you know. But
yeah. Yeah. Were you scared the first time you got on skates, or had you done it before?
I had done it before, but it had been a while. So the first time I got on the ice, you know, you really have to learn how to stop.
Yeah, this is good.
You know? So the first time it was a little bit concerned, you know, but I had also snow skied before, done downhill skiing, and some of the same things that you apply to skiing, you can apply to skating and the way you stop and that kind of thing. So I had a little bit of experience to draw from. But still, the thought of crashing onto the ice just really isn't appealing.
No.
Fortunately, I didn't fall too often. Only a few times, but it wasn't anything major. And actually, you know, I found ice skating to be easier than roller skating. You know, some people would
really
think it's different. Yeah.
Oh, because I used to be a pretty darn good roller skater. In fact, I used to dance on skates.
Oh wow.
Yeah, I used to.
That would be some. See, I can't even imagine being able to do that. My friend that kind of helped start this, she's done some of that. And, you know, I'm just lucky to be able to. You know, I got a few little things I can do, you know, turns and you know, that kind of thing. But to try to do all that fancy stuff, oh, I'll be falling flat. You know, you know, I keep saying, yeah, we're going to get skates for my dog and bring her out there, too. You know?
Oh, yeah, she'd love that.
She'd just love that. But it's a lot of fun. And if anybody's listening here in the Central Florida area, you know, you can get in touch with me. Or if you actually, I think the website is glidingstars.org, I'm guessing, just off the top of my head. Because there are organizations all around the country. They're not in every location, but certainly you could get in touch with the headquarters or get in touch with me, and I could try to direct you. Because it really is a neat program, and it's just one more way we can get out there and do something fun that maybe, you know, you never thought you'd be able to do.
Is it people of all ages?
It is, yeah. Hmm. Yeah. We have little kids out there.
Hmm.
And we have adults, so it's great. We're looking forward to the next season.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Well, you'll have to keep me posted, Miss
yeah,
Gliding
I would...
Star.
Yeah. I wanted to get my friend on here too at some point, you know,
yeah,
it's just amazing, you know, how it's gone from just, you know, basically a dream here in Central Florida to what it's gone to in just a few years.
Yeah. Well, let's put a program together.
Yeah.
I can bring both of you on.
Yeah, it's great. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. All right. Well, I wish you good luck with your green bean casserole this year.
Yeah, we'll see how spicy it ends up this year.
What do you put in your casserole, just generally?
Just a general kind of back of the box directions. You know, I'm not real creative on this one. I figure if after the first attempt, I better not be too creative.
Do you put the canned onion rings on the top?
Yeah. You do the can of onions and the mushroom soup and the green beans. And
you know what? I made it once with cheese soup.
I think just because I had it one time, I did some chicken, like cream of chicken.
Oh, that'd be good.
And that turned out pretty good. And then, you know, sometimes what we'll do is, like the French style green beans and then the whole green beans, kind of do a little of both of those.
Yeah. I'm getting hungry.
I know. You know, I haven't eaten dinner yet and I'm sitting here trying to figure it out.
Neither have I.
You know, I should have, but, we had our Florida Council of the Blind board meeting this weekend, and I actually came back and fell asleep for a little while, so I hadn't thought about dinner yet.
You had to travel to get to that, didn't you?
Actually, fortunately, it was here in town.
Oh, okay.
But
okay.
We've been gone all weekend, you know, doing the meetings and that.
Yeah.
So got a chance to see everybody from Florida, and we're looking forward to hosting the national convention next year.
Yay!
In Jacksonville.
Yay!
So we've talked a little bit about that, and everybody in Florida is right ready, hyped up to have everybody from HCB in our own backyard.
Yeah, you know, I'm hoping that, and I don't know which one of the Florida chapters has this, but one of your chapters has a shirt, and oh golly, I wish I could. It shows on the front. Oh boy, let's see.
I think I know what you're talking about, and I think
the one that says "Close your eyes now, cross the street."
Yeah, I want to say that's the Tallahassee chapter, but I know the Tallahassee chapter has done shirts before.
I really want the shirt.
Yeah, I'll see what I can do.
Oh, gosh. If it's too small, I'll dye it to get into it. If it's too big, I'll wear another shirt under it.
I really want that shirt. Yeah, I remember that. And they were selling them a couple of years ago, right?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you know, Christmas is coming up, Marlene, and we'll have to see what we can work out for
you. Oh, I just want that darn shirt.
Yeah, that is really cool. I have an FCB shirt, and right off the top of my head, I can't remember what's on it, but...
Well, this one, I don't even know that it gave a chapter name, and it had... Golly, it had something like an intersection, or I don't know, something... And a cane on the front, and I don't know. Gary might remember it better than I.
I've seen some videos that have that same kind of saying that starts off, you know, about pedestrian safety. And,
Oh, but this
very powerful.
This shirt was really powerful. So find out who's got it if you can, and let me know.
I will. I'll do that.
All right. Well, all right. Now I've given you your assignment.
Nothing like looking for you on Christmas gift, not kidding. You never know.
Well, yeah, I'd love to know where I can get it.
So. Yeah, I'll look into that for you. And if you remember any more details, just shoot me an email. I think I know.
I remember they had a phone number. That's all I remember.
Oh, okay.
And I called it, and they had it. In Birmingham, the shirt. And I got the phone number out of the Birmingham paper, you know, the whatever we were calling that the daily. And but I was really they probably thought, who is this mad woman calling here? Because first I gave him the wrong number, and then I said, wait a minute, wait, that's not the number. This is the number. And so I never heard from anyone. But that's all I know.
Okay. Well, I'm on a mission now.
There you go.
I'll see what I can find out for you.
All right. All right. Well, you have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
You too.
Well, thank you. I'm looking forward to it. And
you and Gary, the board guy, and Madeline. Madeline get turkey for Thanksgiving?
No, but she'll get an extra Blue Dog cookie.
All right.
Yeah, she loves her Blue Dog cookies.
Yeah, that's about the only time I might occasionally in their bowl, I might give my dog just a little tiny piece of turkey right in their bowl, and that's like on Thanksgiving.
She gets sick on people food.
Yeah, that's about the only thing. You know, every once in a while, like on Thanksgiving, in the bowl, so they don't look for people food. But All right. Have a good night. And
well,
happy
thank
Thanksgiving.
You. All right, and good luck, and we'll be listening to Anything Goes.
Yeah, and my other show too.
I'm so out of the loop. What other show?
Yeah, I got a new show now on Interactive.
Oh.
Hey, I'll take a plug. Why not?
Yeah, go for it.
It's from 4 to 6 Universal on Tuesdays.
Yeah.
And it's called Off the Beaten Path. And the basic idea of that is that we try to play things that are either things that radio never played or rarely played, you know, like well-known artists, but the lesser-known tracks from the well-known artists.
Ah.
So, yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's challenging, you know, trying to find all this stuff every week. But it's a lot of fun. I've just started it probably about 8-9 weeks ago now.
So 4 to 6 translates to what time Eastern?
11 to 1. 11 p.m. Monday night to 1 a.m.
Wow.
Tuesday morning.
You're up late, girl.
Yeah. Makes for an interesting Tuesday, but, you know, when I get the listeners messaging and emailing in, it's all worth it because I got some really great listeners. So.
All right. Well, I'll join them.
Good.
All right.
Well, take care.
All right.
And we'll talk to you soon.
All righty.
Bye.
She is such a nice person. That's Rachel. Rachel Bader, and someone whom I really enjoy. Hi there, this is Marlena. Who's this? Hello?
Marlena?
Yes.
I was going to say it's Canada calling, but I can't say that anymore.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
I'm a little confused because
you're just confused.
He's been madly dialing here, and I said, but the other girl hasn't hung up yet. And he said, but dear, there's a 15-second delay.
Oh, there's...
Then when the phone actually rung, now he's tearing around, I've got to go turn down the stairs. So he shoves the phone in my hand and says, goodbye, you take it.
Wow.
So how are you?
This is a great surprise.
We must apologize. We didn't know that we were actually going to be interrupting a shopping day
on
our arrival.
Yes, well, but you're important enough to interrupt
it. We're important enough to interrupt your shopping?
Oh, yes. Yeah,
I hope I can live up to that.
But what time are you guys coming?
Yeah, excuse us, listeners, while we just get our personal
stuff. Excuse us, listeners. Yes.
I think we're coming around 1:30 or so. The flight's scheduled to get in at 12:30.
Oh, okay.
So you're not that far from the airport, are you?
No. We're very close.
So we'll be there, you know, as soon as we get our luggage and get a cab, and we'll be there.
Oh, good.
So what'll be for lunch? Don't go to any trouble.
Oh, no, I won't. Don't worry.
And really, don't make that pecan pie unless you really want to.
No, I thought I'd let you do it.
Now, I'm trying to figure out, do Americans say pecan? And because I have heard it also said pecan. It doesn't sound as nice as pecan.
No,
I usually pride myself as a Canadian on saying things quite nicely, but, you know.
Yes, well, you
Canadians. Pecan sounds so much nicer than pecan.
Well, you know, we'll have to leave it to one of our southern listeners.
Perhaps.
Because
maybe it's a southern thing, the pecan.
Well, pecan.
Pecan.
Well, you know, they're grown in the South. the pecans. They,
well, that must be it. Well, then they should know how to say it.
Well, that's right.
I think
so,
they should be the authoritative.
So we'll let one of our southern listeners authoritate.
That would be good.
Yeah.
Now I'm instructed to call you. I've just been cleaning up the lasagna here, and I don't even know what I'm calling about. I've been instructed to call and tell you about
yes.
something that, when you're talking about holiday traditions,
yes.
I didn't even really think about it because I just assumed everybody had it. But apparently, it could be a Canadian, well actually, I guess it's a British thing, and I'm sure your UK listeners will verify that. We always have, every Christmas, we have our traditional turkey and potatoes and stuffing, and we have a broccoli casserole in our family, actually. And, of course, the Brussels sprouts, which I usually have one obligatory Brussels sprout. But
one?
just to please the person that made the Brussels sprouts.
Oh.
But for dessert, we have something that, I mean, we've had since I can remember, and Matthew had never had it before until his first Christmas dinner with us last year. We have Christmas pudding.
Oh.
Now, are you familiar with that?
Well, yes.
It's like, I was hesitating to call you because I was trying to figure out even how to describe it. But it's like a, it's sort of like a bread pudding, for lack of a better description.
Now,
and it's got raisins and
yes.
you know, fruit, and dried fruit and raisins, and whether it's like the sort of, you know, bring us some figgy pudding, like they say in that song, Wish You a Merry Christmas song, I don't
yes.
know, but it's, and we have it, usually you have it warmed, and in fact, I think that's what my uncle usually lights. We pour a bit of brandy on it, and they light it, and it flames.
Well, and here is the recipe I have.
Uh-huh.
One
have you
cup,
made it?
Yes.
Oh, I'm impressed.
1 cup finely chopped suet. 2 cups fine breadcrumbs, 1 cup sugar, 1 cup milk, 1 pint flour, 1 cup seedless raisins, 1 cup dried currants, 1 cup chopped almonds, 1/4 cup citron sliced thin, which is why you can't describe what's in it because there's everything but the kitchen sink.
Of course, and, you know, the good old suet. Why, isn't that something that everybody just happens to have in their kitchen cupboard?
Yes, 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 of course, suet is something everybody
suet.
Wants.
Yes, I just happen to not have any of that in the house, actually.
Yes, well, I think you could shortening might suffice.
Yeah.
Gary, the board guy just said something. What did you say?
What does he say?
He's going to show us how to pronounce pecans.
Ah.
Pecans.
Pecans.
Well, yeah, we're ready. No.
What does he say?
I don't know.
Ah. Well, I know in Sister Act, you know, Sheila wants butter pecan ice cream.
Ah, he's looked it up in the dictionary.
Yes.
And, you know, we're so technically astute in this house. We
are.
We have an intercom that goes from room to room. It's called yelling. and I'm hearing the sound file say pecan.
Pecan. I like that.
Pecan.
I mean, it does sound much more profound.
It does. I mean,
it sounds.
I mean, it's a whole lot better than eating pecans.
Yeah, pecan is.
I mean, that could be a whole other story.
Exactly. Yeah.
But
no,
anyway,
pecan.
and so then there's a teaspoon of salt and a
okay.
teaspoon of cloves and 2 teaspoons of cinnamon, 1 teaspoon of nutmeg, 4 well-beaten eggs, 1 tablespoon of baking soda dissolved in 2 teaspoons of warm water.
By the time you make this, it'll be next Christmas, wouldn't it?
You know what?
It's no wonder my mom buys it at the bakery most of the time.
I'll tell you, I used to make this all the time, and I used to, the key words here are used to, I used to save tin cans,
mm-hmm.
and I would sterilize them in my dishwasher and use them as pudding molds because you steam this stuff.
Right.
And so I would give people, actually, homemade Kahlua and plum pudding would be their Christmas
gift. I'm impressed. Wow.
And I would wrap them up, you know, and it would, and they'd get these little tuna fish sized cans of plum pudding.
I'm very impressed.
Yeah.
Well, and then, and what, oh, I'm sorry, did you finish your recipe? I don't want to cut you off.
No, no, it's done.
It, thank God. Now,
oh, bring me some figgy pudding.
That's right. And bring it. If it takes you as long to make it as it takes to read it, you'll never get it.
And don't they go, and bring it right now.
No, right now.
Right now.
Now, and then the best part of the pudding, though, the best part, the reason I usually have the pudding on my plate for dessert is so that I can have the sauce that goes with it.
Sauce.
I don't know if there are, if this is, you know, if there are two specific traditions or what, but I grew up always having a choice of two sauces. One is, and I will have to find out the ingredients because we do make those from scratch. One is like, it's called a hard sauce, yeah, and it's with brandy. And it almost reminds me of that type of, you know, like the icing you'd make with sugar, with icing sugar and butter and vanilla. It's got that kind of consistency.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's got that flavor with brandy in it. And the other sauce is like more of a cream sauce with rum.
Ooh.
Both are very pleasurable. My favorite being the hard sauce, of course.
Ooh.
And then, of course, we also have for dessert you've got your choice of, there's usually on the table, we have ice cream, and then you've got the Christmas pudding with the two sauces. And mince tarts and butter tarts, both of which Matthew said he'd never had before.
Now, I've never had a butter tart. What's that?
Oh, it's like a buttery, flaky sort of tart with raisins in it. It's very, very good.
Ooh.
Yeah. And of course, you've had a mince tart, like a mincemeat. That's not my favorite thing.
No, I'm not crazy about mincemeat.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I don't even think I have one recipe that deals with mincemeat.
No.
Yuck.
Well, if I can find a good butter tart recipe, I'll pass it along.
Oh, good.
And so we usually have those, and then there's always, of course, the shortbread and Christmas cookies. But apparently the bread pudding or the Christmas pudding was something that that Matthew said might have been unknown to some people, so we thought we'd share that with you.
Well, I appreciate that, and I haven't thought about Christmas pudding in a while.
No, but I'm getting really hungry, and we haven't had dessert yet. This is a really bad show, Marlena. You're talking so much about food.
And I haven't even had dinner.
I meant bad in a good way, by the way. Now, and the other thing I was just going to mention to you, you were talking about wanting to know about online shops.
Yes.
And I am certainly not an expert by any means, but my sister is very much into catalogs and catalog shopping. She's very brave. She buys a lot of her clothes. She buys from a catalog. I can never be bothered because I think if it doesn't fit, you got to send it back. And I like to try it on. But anyways, she does really well with it.
Picky.
I know, I tell you. But one of the things she told me about was a place called Signals, I believe. Is that the right name? I'm sure it's Signals. And they've got a catalog, and they've also got an online shop. And if I was prepared, I would have pulled up the address. It's either signals.com or .ca. I can't remember if it's Canadian or American.
Well, I'll check it out.
But I believe it's, and if it's still in existence. And they had really different things, really unique things. In fact, the reason I heard about it is because my sister wanted a paperweight for her birthday one year, and it was a paperweight with a "We must be the change we wish to see in the world," Gandhi saying. And they had beautiful, inspirational gifts.
Oh,
You know, really, really interesting things that for someone who has everything, and just sort of seem to have a, as I say, very inspirational things and kind of unique things. So the place was called Signals, I believe.
Well, I will check it out. There's another place that I've discovered as well called The Gift Tree.
The Gift Tree.
Yeah. Hmm. And they have one of the things that they have is a necklace that is a bell, and it's a heart.
Mm-hmm.
And I, of course, you know me in bells.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, oh, but if I buy that for someone else, then I can't have it.
That's the Christmas spirit.
That's right.
I've got the Christmas spirit.
That's right.
I'm not going to give you that because then I won't have it.
That's right. So neither one of us will get it.
I'll give it to myself and think about you while I'm using it.
That's right, because I know you'd really like it.
I know you'd really. I'll be thinking of you every time I use it.
That's right.
Oh, my goodness.
Are you doing anything musically? You know, I played soul. I think the last few weeks on my show, you've been, normally I have a guest in the first hour and mm-hmm. then to the second hour to transition. I play music and I've played your stuff, I think the last 3 or 4 weeks.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Well, I'm honored.
Yeah.
Everyone's going, please don't. Oh, my
that's
goodness,
okay.
Dinner again?
No. That's okay. I'm going to hit you up for a real big favor when you get here.
We're buying you dinner now. I'm buying you dinner next weekend, aren't I?
Oh, no, it's bigger than that. it's bigger than that. Yes, yes.
Well, currently, I you know, I'm just in the midst of getting settled and organized and kind of trying to get up and running here in my new home in Kankakee, Illinois, having just moved from B.C., Canada. So, I have not currently undertaken any new projects yet, but I'm looking towards possible projects for the future. So,
you should do a Christmas CD.
I thought of that actually. We had talked about it even in the church where I worked primarily when I was in Vancouver. We'd often talked about, because every year we would do a Christmas concert, and it was always so enjoyable doing it. And we'd actually talked about the possibility of even doing a CD with several of the musicians that were at the church. And so that's still maybe something, too, that pans out in future.
Yeah.
In the meantime, I'm just sort of working on getting my green card so I can legally work and and actually working on becoming an American resident. I'm still, my residency, I'm legally here on my spousal visa, but my residency is pending, or is actually, what do they call it? I'm currently in the adjustment of status mode. And
in other words, you're adjusting from a civilized place.
I refrain from making any comments, as my husband is in the other room, and I have to live with him for the rest of the night, so I better be kind.
Yeah, but he wants to eat next weekend.
Yeah.
So he'll be kind to you.
You better be kind to me.
If he wants moose drool.
Well, I'm really looking forward to coming back out to the West Coast again, very much so.
Well, we're looking forward to having you, and we'll forfeit shopping for you any day.
Oh, gosh, I mean, depending on what's happening, we could still go. Is Gary like Matthew? Does he hate shopping?
Oh, no, by 1:30, you'd die if you went. Oh, no, the crowds will be there by then.
So this is an official start of Christmas shopping, is it, the day after Thanksgiving?
Oh, yes, in the U.S.,
okay,
yes.
Being Canadian, we've already had our Thanksgiving in October.
See, so, in the U.S., they call it Black Friday.
I didn't realize that.
Oh, yeah. And if you go to the real malls, which we don't, but if you did, I mean, there's people in there ripping stuff out of your hand. I'm going to buy that. No, you're not.
Well, here all these years, see what I've been missing?
See what you've missed.
Maybe we should go on a quick tour in the mall of the mall just so I can see it.
There you go. There you go.
Or not.
There you go.
Or maybe we should just stay home.
I think we should stay home.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, play music.
Well, we're really looking forward to seeing you, and you're sounding great.
Well, thank you, and we're looking forward to seeing you.
All right.
All right.
And if I think of any other Christmas traditions, I'll let you know next week so you can inform people on your next Sunday show. But definitely, apparently, the pudding was not necessarily an American thing, so Matthew wanted to make sure that we informed everybody.
Sounds like a plan.
All right.
All right.
Well, you take care, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
Okay. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks. You too.
Bye. Okay. Bye.
Here is Jenny Emery. A little bit of jazz.
I hear music, mighty fine music. The murmur of a morning breeze up there. The rattle of the milkman on the stair.
That's just a little sample of what she can do. And keep on listening, because inevitably you're going to hear more. We got a call. Let's bring the call in. Hi there. This is Marlena. Who's this?
Hi, Marlena. It's Debbie Hazelton.
Hey there, Debbie Hazelton.
Hi.
How are you?
Good, good. Sounding wonderful tonight, you are.
Oh, thank you.
Let's see. I wanted to say that We have had that pudding. We called it English pudding or plum pudding.
Ah.
And it was kind of funny because the only pudding that I ever had as a kid, as a little kid, was that instant, you know, butterscotch pudding and chocolate pudding. And so I was asked, I think when I was 2, if I wanted pudding or apple pie. And I said, oh, I want pudding. And I tasted the hard sauce on my plate, and it was nice and thick and creamy. And I thought that was the pudding. And then I touched this hot, round slab, and I said, I don't want that. That's a hamburger.
Oh, that's funny.
But I have made that later on. I've, you know, in recent years, I've made it. And our hard sauce that we always made was just kind of like a rich butter sauce. But
yeah,
I've had it with brandy.
I thought I had the recipe for hard sauce, but actually, this isn't my original recipe. I don't know where my original plum pudding recipe is gone, but I'll find it somewhere.
Yeah. Well, and one of the things to answer what Dave was asking, when I was growing up, we had turkey on Thanksgiving and Christmas, which, I don't know, now seems kind of like, wow, you know, I mean, they're pretty close days, you know. But about when I was 10, we started having something else for Christmas, like roast lamb or roast beef or something. But for forever, we had turkey on both and all the same trimmings.
Yeah, so did we.
Yeah.
Yeah. But now, you know, I have a small, just a small ham, actually, for Thanksgiving, just real small. It's actually, it's already sliced kind of ham. Just, I mean, it seems so silly to make this whole dinner for 2 people, you know.
Yeah.
And we are going to do some stuff for the homeless.
That's nice.
Which, that will make me feel good. I'll feel like I'm doing something that matters, you know. I think it's important to do something that matters on Thanksgiving.
Oh, definitely. I really think it is. Yeah. I think, I know one Christmas I went with a friend over to a nursing home and sang. And just in the middle of the day, you know, just real impromptu kind of thing. And that meant a lot to me to do.
Yeah.
So one of the other traditions, and I don't know what started this in my family, but one of the other things that we did and that I've kept up some years, depending on where I've been for Thanksgiving, is that on Thanksgiving Day at the table, everyone would get a little present. A different present, not like one present being passed around from year to year to a family, but everyone would get something. I mean, whether it was a little box of candy or whether it was a, you know, something for your hair or, you know, just some small gift. It was kind of a way of starting the Christmas season.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah, and I like that. I mean, I like to, if I know the people well enough where I'm going, I really like to surprise everyone and do that.
That's very nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And one of the other things we always have done is when we've made stuffing, we've used saltines instead of bread.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
We just, well, it originally started when someone was going to make stuffing and there was no bread at the time in the house, and they happened to recognize that there were saltine crackers and say, oh, well, we'll just use that, and that way there's no need to add salt.
Huh.
And it's just, I mean, if you think of how often stuffing is made with stale bread.
Yeah, yeah.
So the crackers are crunchy.
Yeah.
And you don't have to add salt. I love it. We love it.
It sounds very good.
Yeah, and still the sage and the, you know, the milk and the butter and the onions and egg and all that, but just the crackers.
Hmm. Well, we'll have to have that sometime.
Yeah.
That would be very good.
And I say pecan.
Oh, good. Pecan. Yeah. Yes, pecan is definitely winning.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't know. I mean, I don't know that there's just one way, but I do I do prefer to say it that
way. Well, somehow pecan pie doesn't quite have the savoir-faire of pecan pie.
Well, I had a Brit tell me that it was not pecan and not pecan, but it was pecan.
Yeah, that's how Dave said it, pecan.
Pecan, yeah.
But no, I think it's pecan.
I like pecan.
Yeah, I think it's... Anyway, the voice on the dictionary said it was pecan.
Well, that's good. I'm very glad.
Yeah.
So you'll be doing something for other people on Thanksgiving? Will you be going out to do that?
Well, I'm waiting to hear back from these folks to find out how they want to do it. So I don't know whether or not we live very, very close to this particular church. We don't go to this church, but we live really close to it. And we know the pastor because the South King Council of the Blind meets at this church.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know whether they will want us to cook their turkey and bring it, or exactly which way they want to go. We discussed several different options, so I'm not sure, but I guess we'll find out in the next day or two.
Do you watch the parade?
You know, I used to, and I used to really love the parade, but I haven't watched it every year.
Yeah, me either.
It's kind of early for me on the West Coast.
Oh, yeah.
It's like,
that's,
you know,
true.
Get up at 7 o'clock and
yeah,
watch the parade. So I haven't sort of quite... I remember when the parade was audio described.
Oh, how nice.
Yeah.
That would be nice. Yeah. I don't remember ever having that, but that really would be
It was
nice.
Wonderful. If you had a reading service, if you had a receiver... You could turn it on to your local reading service, and if they carried it, you could then listen to the description.
Mm.
And one of the guys who was the describer, he was not the describer, but he was sort of the partner to, the commentator, was a blind guy. And before the parade, he got to go up into many of the floats. And so he really talked about him from a blindness perspective, if you will.
Mm, that would be nice.
It was very fascinating. Very, very. I wonder if anybody else remembers that. It was back in the 80s.
Wow.
Maybe 70s.
Hmm.
A long time ago.
Yeah.
When I was two.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I'm sure the holiday seasons are going to whiz on by.
Yep, they will, and then we'll be into the new year, and it'll all start frantically picking up again. And
going around again.
Yeah. And you'll keep people all at peace with your massage. And
I'll do my best.
See, you even have this soothing voice of Debbie Hazelton.
Aww.
Yeah, tell people where to listen to your podcast.
At DebbieHazelton.com, and I'm just about to put up the announcement for podcast number 5.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, I'll be listening.
Oh, thank you, and I'll be listening for yours.
Oh, there'll be another one up there soon.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well,
have a good rest of the show.
Thank you. I shall, and I will be playing with you at all in play.
Absolutely.
Oh, yes.
Oh, it's been so much fun.
It has indeed.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you take care.
You too.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
866 6667926. Boy, this is great. All my friends are calling. Hi there, this is Marlena. Who's this?
Well, it could be Stan.
Oh, my goodness gracious. I wondered where you were. I thought you left me to the wolves.
No. I would not. Actually, I was slipping between two internet streams and back and forth.
Oh, well, stop flipping and start sipping.
Ooh, sounds like a pleasant idea.
What's going on down there in Medford?
Not a lot.
Yeah.
We're getting a lot of fog recently. We're tired
of
that.
Ooh. Well, you going to have fog for Thanksgiving?
Actually, I'm going to have some of my relatives have been known to be on fog. Oh, I didn't say that. I'm going to visit some relatives Thanksgiving.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice Thanksgiving turkey dinner.
Ooh. Are you going to cook anything?
No.
Not
this time. I'm going to just go and enjoy being the recipient of some good cooking.
Oh, well, there's nothing wrong with that.
And pumpkin pie and turkey and all the good trimmings and stuff.
Yeah. Will you have pecan pie?
No, actually, it'll just be pumpkin, I believe.
Ah. What's your vote on how to say that word?
Pecan.
Of course.
I don't like saying pecan. No, it just doesn't. Has all sorts of bad visions that
it
I don't want to
go. It does. It does.
And,
it does.
It's good. Anyway, good. Nice pumpkin pie and the trimmings. That'll be sort of fun.
Well, you know, pumpkin pie and pecan pie are similar in that pumpkin pie and pecan pie are open-faced pie.
Yes.
So.
Whereas the others, you have, some have a double crust kind
of. Yeah, like apple. Well, apple can be open,
apple can be open, yeah.
Blueberries.
Ooh, now you're talking. Blueberry. I love blueberry.
Oh.
Blueberry anything gets my vote.
Yeah.
Blueberry pancakes, blueberry pie. By the way, yesterday I was out and about having breakfast and ended up bumping into a couple of good friends. And I didn't know they were going to be over there the same time I was, but we met each other for breakfast and said, well, they asked me, do you want to sit at our table? I said, well, what the heck? I don't care. So the manager of the restaurant came over and gave us breakfast for free.
Wow.
And it was a very fun, and listen to this, you will like this. We had I was with a husband and wife team that do a local talk show here in the Valley.
Yeah.
And we were having breakfast, and the wife and I had, his wife and I had a nice, beautiful cinnamon roll.
Oh, my gosh, you're making me hungry.
And it had some of the best icing and the best cinnamon roll that you ever tasted, fluffy and beautiful.
Oh gosh, you're
making decadent.
You're making me hungry. Was it better than Cinnabon?
Oh, the best cinnamon rolls bar none.
Oh,
and they make them fresh every day.
Oh my gosh!
And I'm showing the effects of having too many of them.
Too many of them. Yeah.
And you know, when you go to this certain place, and I'll give them a plug, because when you go to this place, which is called Roosters.
Oh, that's cute.
And they have all sorts of rooster decorations. But it's just like, do you remember the old theme song from Cheers where you want to go someplace where everybody knows your name and everybody's glad you came?
Yeah.
Well, that's the atmosphere of this family dining establishment.
Are they only open for breakfast?
They're open breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Wow.
And they do another thing they do, and I don't know if you're a fan of this, but I am, chicken and dumplings.
Oh, my.
They do the best chicken and dumplings you'd ever taste.
Oh, my. I tell you what, it's hard for a person to be on a diet on this show tonight. Golly!
It is, isn't it? You know, it's just, well, you know, in your neck of the woods, I gotta tell, I don't know if you've ever heard of this company, but in your neck, actually, it's sort of, north coast of, where I, live is, there are two places I want to tell. One is called the, River Peddler, which they do all sorts of things like fruit nut bars.
Yeah.
But there's a place in your neck of the woods in Washington State, and they do, they do some of the best, and I can't think of the name of it right now, which is terrible. Those are some of the best chocolates.
Oh, let's see. Well, there's a couple. Do you, there's the Mountain Bars, which I actually don't like, but some people love those.
Uh-huh.
And then there's a place called Bones Chocolates.
Anyway, they're featured. The place I'm talking about have they're featured in one of the big malls in Seattle. And I know because I'm gonna be so mad at myself because I can think of the name of the place.
You're not thinking of like Frangos.
Friends.
No, well, Frangos.
No, well, you did that, and you made me think of the name.
Oh, Franz?
Yeah, it's called Franz Chocolates.
I never heard of it, I don't think.
Oh, it is absolutely wonderful.
I'll have to look it up.
And if you go there, I mean, they have, like, chocolated coconut, you know? That sort of thing.
This is,
coconut,
you know...
bars.
You're going to have to go to confession when you hang up.
Oh, why am I doing this to other people? Because that way it causes them to do this. Of course, I hope I don't do such a good job that I have to get myself angry at myself.
That's right. That's right. You're going to have to go to confession. That's
but
all.
It's Franz is the name of the place I was thinking about. And they have one of these outlets that are featured near Seattle. And if you go to one of the malls with the big, and I've never been, but my sister and brother-in-law were telling me that they were, I had found out about another way, one of the talk show hosts in the Bay Area of California was talking about it. And that it's just really, it's the kind of chocolate where it's not overly sweet.
Yeah.
But it's good because it isn't.
Yeah.
And it's just something that I have to keep myself away from.
Oh, yeah. It sounds. Mm.
And by the way, I'm so happy this week I got my Empower, transplant.
Oh,
back.
The transplant, yeah?
Got
yeah?
it on Tuesday, so I've just been able to tinker around with it a little bit. I've been so busy with board meetings and public hearings and this
well,
and that.
Well, take your Empower with you.
You know what? I do have to do that because, and you know what? I ended up selling another one for the company indirectly because one of my friends, who's a fellow board member, who's also blind, asked me, well, which one, if you had the choice, would you take? I said, well, there's no question. And she says, okay, you're 3 for 3. So since you're the third person that's out of three people that said it, and so she found out that she will be getting the Empower soon. So.
It's a great little box.
Oh, yeah.
It really is.
And it's just, you know.
We have people who listen to this show on their Empower.
Yeah, that's one thing I haven't done yet because I haven't, you know, but it blows me away because it, you know, the machine, did you notice, I mean, it doesn't really, I don't know if you had transplanted or whether you had the Empower straight, I don't know if it looks any different, but the box looks quite a bit similar, you know, maybe it's a little bit bigger, but looks quite a bit similar to the regular classic Braille note.
Yeah, I think it's the same size.
I think so.
Yeah. But, you know, if Matthew is listening, maybe he'll call us and tell us.
But it's the same, but you can see there's all sorts of little, different places for, like, the SD cards and all
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah,
so.
Yeah, yeah.
any rate, I had to check in.
Well, I'm glad you did. I thought you abandoned me, but there you are.
Like a bad penny, I show up.
Well, if I don't see you, then I think, oh no, where is he?
Well, and see, and I did have to be a disturber and tell you about all the decadent things.
I know. We will mete out your punishment at a later date.
Have a pleasant evening.
Thank you, my dear. You too, and watch out for the fog.
Yes, indeed.
All righty.
Bye.
Bye. Ah, it's my friend Stan. Stan the man from Oregon. 866-666-7926. Hi there. This is Marlena. Who's this?
Hi, this is Eve Maitland.
Hi, Eve.
In North Highlands, California.
Well, welcome to the Marlena program.
Thank you. I missed your recipe for the plum pudding, so I'll have to figure out a way. I've been trying to find one forever.
Oh, well, you know what? It'll come up on the...
I'm on, Jim.
Oh, you got her.
Oh, he wants to say hello to you.
It'll come up on the replay.
Huh?
It'll come up on the replay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There he is.
Yeah.
Hello, young lady.
Hey, Jim, how you doing?
Marlena?
Yes.
Hello?
How you doing?
Oh, you can't hear him, huh?
I can hear him.
Can you hear me?
He can't hear me.
Okay, let me change. Eve, I'm going to come off and come on the other phone.
Okay, we're going to have to play musical phones because we have two gorgeous phones. And
yeah, I could hear him just fine.
Okay, let me tell her real quick about this plum pudding. I really love that. I missed it. I was listening, and I was going in to grab my Perkins Brailer and couldn't find it.
Oh.
And I wanted to, but I really would love that plum pudding recipe, so I got
to
figure out. Is there any way we could get it either by snail or email? I'm trying to learn how to do our email. So
we're on the email. You can give her.
Well, why don't you give me your email address?
Okay, our email address is E_J Maitland.
How do you spell your last name?
MAITLAND.
Yeah.
At sbcglobal.net.
Now everybody knows what it is.
That's okay.
There you go.
Now
everybody will write to you. That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
I'm going to hand the phone to Jim.
All right.
Very important thank you.
Because he's got a thank you to make. So.
All right.
But I just real quick, I'm starting back to school in the spring. I want to go for my credential to be a VI instructor. So
great.
Work with blind and deafblind.
Great. Well, good luck.
See another Ann Sullivan.
Well, good luck.
So, but that's what I'll be doing in the spring. And Jim can tell you all about his update and how he's doing.
All right.
So I'm going to pass the phone to him, and it was nice talking to you.
All right, you too.
Okay.
Okay.
And you have a happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks, you too.
Okay, hold on.
All right,
say hi to
Marlena. Hello, Marlena.
Hi there, how are you feeling?
With my hands.
Oh, well, how's your health?
How's my health? Well, the stroke left me with very little gone.
Oh, that's good.
I got about 90% back.
That's good.
I wanted to thank you for the music and the tape. And I'm going to have you email me your address because there's something I want to send you.
Oh, well, I'm...
It's called Family and Friends, and it's my version of some songs.
Well, I'd love to have it, and I will email. I'll put my address in when I send Eve the recipe. How's that?
Okay, that's fine. But when... And, you know, they had a hard... I was the bad boy in rehab because they'd turn their back. They'd say, okay, do 10 reps of, or 3 reps of 10, and I'd do 10 reps of 10 on the weightlifting.
Well, maybe that helped you.
It did.
Yeah.
But they didn't like me doing that. They were afraid I was going to tire myself out.
Yeah.
And I said, wait a minute. What's wrong with being tired and going to sleep?
Well, I'm glad that you got yourself back together again and that you got your spirit back because you were pretty down there for a while.
We started with rehab inpatient. They dropped the ball on my outpatient. So I got 2 Labrador Rottweiler puppies. Having to get up and take care of them got me out of the wheelchair.
Yeah, I bet.
In July, one of our unscrupulous neighbors released both of them.
Oh, dear.
We got one back right away. Tinker came back a week later. We adopted. They said he was an Australian Shepherd Kelpie. Now, he looks more like a German Shepherd, and he's Kelpie because he's black in the mouth. We have three.
Oh, my gosh.
Well.
What a hectic house.
Well, there are kids. What can I say?
Yeah.
I wanted to thank you so much for that tape and the songs.
Well,
and we're going to be adding more to the record.
Well, it was my pleasure, and
you helped me out. When I wanted to quit, that tape kept me going.
Oh.
And if Mary's still listening, I'd like to send a request of a dedication, if I could.
Okay.
Two songs. I'd like them back-to-back if you can do it.
Okay. Well, you know what? I don't play music on this show on a regular basis.
I understand. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So that's changed.
Yeah, well, this is mainstream. That was interactive.
Okay, are you on interactive anymore?
No.
You don't do music then?
Not too much.
Ah, shoot.
Yeah.
Doggone it. I'd like to send a couple of songs to her if I could. Maybe you could do it for me.
Well, I don't know her email address.
And I don't know how. You don't do it on the radio. Just send it over the internet or something.
Yeah, I don't know how to get a hold of her.
Oh, she's not in Indiana?
Well, but I don't know how to get a hold of her.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I guess that's that.
So
I think
it'll be the thought that counts.
Yeah. Well, the two songs were Sunshine on My Shoulders and Back Home Again.
And I have them both.
They're both great pieces.
They are.
Well, if you get back on interactive, I'd sure like that, because I enjoyed your music.
Well, thank you. And if I do get back on interactive, I'll drop you a note and let you know.
We were trying to get back in, and we'd come in, and things would be so busy. And
yeah.
This first chance I've had to call you.
Well, I'm glad that you did, and keep up the good work with getting better.
Well, I'm, as a footnote, an end note, or whatever you want to call it, I'm in with rehab, and they're working right now on training me to become an accountant.
Whoa!
So, when that finishes, I'll have something.
There you go. Well, hey, that's a good profession. All right, I'm going to cut you loose because we're almost ready to wrap up.
Okay, do you have any music at all tonight?
Yeah, I got a little bit. We're going to end with some.
Okay.
All right?
Thank you, dear. I'll be listening.
All right, you take care, Jim.
Happy Thanksgiving and Happy New Year. Merry Christmas.
And the same to you.
And we'll be looking forward to that plum pudding recipe because I'm a cook.
Okay. All right,
dear.
You'll get it. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That's Jim and Eve in California. Haven't heard from them in a long time. We're going to catch this call. Hi there. You're the last call. This is Marlena.
Well, I called to say happy Thanksgiving to the head turkey.
Well, from the biggest gobble I know, I guess that's appropriate.
Yes, this is Frank from Albany.
How are you?
Great. I just got back from the ACBNY convention.
Did you take good care of our president?
Oh, yes, he got a cold.
I know he did. I was in a meeting with him yesterday on the phone.
Yeah, but he's doing good. We had a very good time. We sang happy birthday to him.
Oh, my gosh, that's
his birthday,
right.
Thursday, Thanksgiving.
That's right. Day. Yes, that's right. Yeah.
But I had a call and wish the Marlena a very happy Thanksgiving.
Well, thank you so much. And I hope you and Kathy have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Yep, Kathy just wants to say a quick Thanksgiving. I know we're running out of time.
All right.
But
happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you so much. Happy Thanksgiving to you, too.
And we got your message.
Oh, good. Okay. I'm glad when I tell the president to do something, he actually does it.
No, actually, Frank left the room. Chris said to me, "Where's Frank?" And I said, "Well, you had to go upstairs." And he goes, Why would you tell him Marlena said to say hello?
And then did he tell you I said hello to you too?
Yes, he did.
Oh, all right. Then, Chris, you carried out your mission well. You may continue to preside over the American Council of the Blind.
That's great. Oh, good. Well, I know we're getting...
Yeah, we're getting down to it.
But happy Thanksgiving and happy holidays.
Well, thank you so much. I'll talk to you guys next week.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, that about wraps it up. I do have a piece of music that I'd like to go out with. And, boy, it really does follow up on Jim's call and on the wonderful Thanksgiving wishes from the Caseys that we just received up there in Albany. And it's a Priscilla Herdman song. And it's called Simply Thanks a Lot. And sit back in the rocking chair with Priscilla Herdman and enjoy. Happy Thanksgiving to you. Happy holiday. And I'll see you next week.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for the sun in the sky. Thanks a lot. Thanks for the clouds so high. Thanks a lot. Thanks for the whispering wind. Thanks a lot. Thanks for the birds in spring. Thanks a lot. Thanks for the moonlit night. Thanks a lot. Thanks for the stars so bright. Thanks a lot. Thanks for the wonder in me. Thanks a lot. Thanks for the way I feel. Thanks for the animals. Thanks for the land. Thanks for the people everywhere. Thanks a lot. Thanks for all I've got. Thanks for all I've got.
You've been listening to Marlena on ACB Radio. We'll be back next week, same time, same place. But in the meantime, if you've got an idea for a future show, why not drop me an email? The email address is Marlena, that's M-A-R-L-A-I-N-A, at acbradio.org. Thanks to Dave Williams, director of ACB Radio, and most of all, thanks to you, the listener. See you next week.
Winter snow outside my window. Feels like that time again to me.